You could say that the crisis in Georgia is partly a result of misreadings. Georgia misread Russia, and so did the United States. So much for personal politics. President Bush has made much of his personal connection with leaders such as Russia's Vladimir Putin and Pakistan's Pervez Musharraf. But today, those friendships don't seem to be panning out. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
American presidents have long forged close personal relationships with foreign leaders. There was Roosevelt and Churchill, Reagan and Thatcher, Clinton and Rabin. But perhaps no American president has made foreign policy as personal as President Bush. At one time, Mr. Bush was downright chummy with then-Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir, I call him Vladimir.
That informality appears all but gone today. As Russia continues its military campaign in Georgia, now Prime Minister Putin appears to be ignoring his old friendship. That's not so surprising, says Jack Matlock, the former U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union from 1987 to 1991. Matlock says President Bush tried to build a public perception of a close relationship. Then he used it against the Russians.
Keep saying, oh, you know, we're friends, there's no more Cold War. It's true, there's no more Cold War, and yet we, time after time, did exactly what the Russians asked us not to do.
For example, the U.S. has continued with plans to build a missile defense system in Eastern Europe, and the U.S. has promoted NATO membership for the former Soviet states Ukraine and Georgia.
How would we feel if the Russians had built up their base in Cuba, if they were negotiating with Mexico for, you know, a military relationship? We would go bonkers.
Matlock says when President Reagan forged a relationship with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, the friendship came after the two had worked on the issues. With Mr. Bush, it's been friendship first, details later. That hasn't worked well in Pakistan either. Today, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf resigned to avoid impeachment. Despite the growing calls for Musharraf's ouster, Mr. Bush always stood by what he called his man in Pakistan.
I take a person for his word until otherwise. I think that's what you have to do. I mean, when somebody's...
This is President Bush speaking last November.
President Musharraf, right after the attacks on September the 11th, made a decision. And the decision was to stand with the United States against the extremists inside Pakistan. In other words, he was given an option. Are you with us or are you not with us? And he made a clear decision to be with us.
That personal loyalty has now gotten the U.S. into a less than optimal situation with Pakistan, says Daniel Benjamin of the Brookings Institution.
Bush clearly felt he had a bond with Musharraf, and, you know, they spoke frequently, and the result really appears to have been that the U.S. hitched itself to Musharraf's wagon for a lot longer than it should have, and I think that we continue to pay the price of being perceived in Pakistan as having been on the wrong side. That is, we didn't side with the forces of democracy.
That's because Mr. Bush relates first to people, then policies, says Graham Allison. He directs Harvard's Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs.
In general, Bush almost likes, you know, nonverbal communication as he sort of assesses people and assesses relationships.
Allison says this has led to the situation in Georgia. President Bush seems to have misinterpreted the strength of his personal relationship with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. And Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili seems to have overestimated his friendship with Mr. Bush. Just 5 months ago, Mr. Bush was joking around with Saakashvili in the White House. Saakashvili may have felt emboldened to stand up to Russia with his powerful friend and ally standing behind him. Graham Allison says Saakashvili deserves most of the blame for reaching what Allison calls a delusional conclusion. But he adds President Bush appears to have encouraged that delusion. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.